Well, just half of the homes targeted to be built on Dublin City Council lands were constructed last year, and more than half of planning permissions in the capital have not yet been activated. Last month, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin criticised the country's largest local authority for saying it didn't need to rezone any more land for housing, and threatened to take direct action if councils didn't respond to the Housing Minister's request to significantly increase the amount of land they zoned for housing. In response, this week Dublin City Council announced it's to make land for 25,000 homes available, a significant portion of which will come from industrial estates. And it approved a new pilot project to bring derelict buildings on two city centre streets back into use, with some providing cost rental homes for key workers. But how quickly can all this be achieved? Mick Mulhern, Assistant Chief Executive for Housing in Dublin City Council, has been telling me about the plans.
We had a really great meeting with our councillors on Thursday just gone, where we set out for them the strategy that we want to take to unlock more land for housing across the city over the next number of years. So going from the amount of land that we currently have available, we're going to increase that capacity by a further 25,000 homes. That will enable us to potentially reach a target of about 12,000 additional homes a year. So that's 25,000 on top of the 49,000 homes that we currently have zoned. So we're going to do that in four key areas. The first one is out in an area called Broom Bridge, just beside Glasnevin. That's going to be called Broom Bridge Hamilton. And there's about 77 hectares of land out there where we see potential for about 8,500 more homes. So that's the first one. That actually, the consultation on that now starts on Tuesday. And it will take us about 4 or 5 months to fully go through the statutory process to get that into a plan. So hopefully that will be done in Q1 next year. Second big area is out in Kylemore. That's in the city edge lands. And a lot of the lands out there is actually owned by the land development agencies. That's 55 hectares of land where there's potential for a further 5,500 homes. And the plan is to get that in place into the through the plan making process in Q2 next year. And the third intervention will be across the city. Today, we've got 17 what we call strategic regeneration areas, where we've already made a plan for those places. But we see potential, you know, through changes through apartment guidelines and compact sustainable growth, there's potential to get more homes into those places. And actually, we think there's potential for somewhere between 6,000 and 8,000 homes across those 17 locations in the city by just some better urban planning within those places. And we see those changes coming into place in Q3. And then the final change, which we're still working on, but we want to have in place by the end of the year, is there's some smaller industrial and other locations where we think there's an opportunity with some more work to think about some smaller zonings, which have the potential, we think, at this stage to unlock a further 2,000. So all of those four measures together next year will see us increase our zoning potential from 49,000 by a further set 25,000 homes.
So you mentioned there that some of the rezoning will be of industrial lands in Glasnevin and Kylemore, but those lands, they're currently occupied by businesses. So how quickly can that land be handed over for the development of housing?
So both of those locations have already been signalled for a long time in our plan, both through our county development plan and through the City Edge planning framework. So there's a lot of landowners in those areas who we've been engaging with, both South Dublin and Dublin City Council, for quite a period of time. So there's a lot of landowners kind of ready, as I've said, to kind of move forward with delivery on those. So it's not that we would see all of that happen straight away, absolutely, but there is definitely development that could happen quite soon. And then a lot of work that our planning and our economic development and our housing teams will be doing is figuring out how do we fund some of that critical infrastructure that's needed in those places to bring forward that housing delivery.
And while some of those landowners might be ready to move, I've spoken to some in Glasnevin in particular who say they have nowhere to go. They would like to keep their businesses running, but they don't know where that industrial land isn't hugely available and it's very expensive. So is there any help or support for them, or will they be helped relocate?
As I said, there's a lot of land which will come forward naturally, and a lot of landowners have already acquired land out there. We're not going to be going out and telling those businesses that have no intention of moving today or tomorrow to do that. There's really viable businesses in those places. They perform an incredibly important role for the city, but there's great potential outside of those businesses that don't need to move. And in 10 years' time, a lot of those businesses may change their mind, they may not. Nonetheless, we still see some significant potential for housing delivery in those locations.
So those lands that you're identifying now, is it feasible that by the end of this decade, the start of the next one, we'll actually see housing on them?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, out in Kylemore, the LDA own a sizable amount of land out there, and actually they've been working on plans for that for quite some time, and now with the change in zoning, with the aspiration to change that zoning, they'll be able to now go forward and make a planning application. So as I said, on a number of the larger sites in those areas, there's already landowners aware that we'd already signalled these locations to give them the chance to prepare. And this will give them the certainty to be able to move ahead through that planning process.
The special meeting this week also approved a pilot plan for Middle Abbey Street and North Frederick Street to bring derelict buildings back into use. And some of those buildings will be used to build cost rental homes for key workers. Now, this will be of huge interest to the likes of teachers and Gardaí and nurses. But who else falls under that definition of key workers?
So there is a challenge with vacancy and dereliction in the city. And it's important that we address that. Over the last kind of 8 or 9 months or so, our planning and economic teams have been working with our councillors and TDs and over 100 different stakeholders to kind of fully understand the issue, the extent of the issue. And what was agreed on Thursday was a kind of a long-term strategy for how we deal with this comprehensively. And the first pilot will be around Middle Abbey Street and North Frederick Street, where a comprehensive approach to addressing public realms, safety, antisocial behaviour, but also derelict buildings and vacant sites, etc. So there's a comprehensive approach being taken on that, with funding put behind it to move that forward.
And is it an easy concept to be able to free up derelict buildings and find the owners and make that into housing? Again, is that something that we can see done quickly?
I think that is probably the main reason why we haven't seen those complex, those more challenging sites that are sitting there are there for a really valid reason. They're there because ownership arrangements are really difficult to unravel, or there's difficulties around contamination or whatever it might be on the site. Those sites that you see out there have a really checkered history. And what we're looking to set up is a team whose sole focus is figuring out ownership, tracking down owners. If we can't do that, then looking to acquire land, putting our own land into that as well, and thinking about how between our land and other land we can bring that forward. So it's a really complex piece, and it's not that nobody's been thinking about it. It's those sites that you see out there at the moment. They're kind of vacant and derelict for a very complex set of reasons.
Can we look at some of the other challenges in relation to delivering housing and its targets? These new housing requirements that Dublin City Council are working towards are because the Housing Minister asked all councils around the country to provide more land for housing. But last year, Dublin City Council had targets of just over 6,600 homes to be built, and only 3,300 were actually built. Can you explain why that's the case?
Yeah, I think, look, there's two reasons. When I look at the data from 2024, there was 26,000 planning applications, permitted schemes. And what we typically see is a conversion rate of about 50% of that. That's a sliding reduction over the last number of years. So in 2022, that was around 58% of homes permitted would transmit into homes built on the ground. So we're seeing a reduction. We're seeing a reduction in that at the moment.
And why is that the case?
Why is that? Well, there's a couple of reasons, as I said. One, in the city, and we have to remember, Dublin City is a slightly different context to, say, a greenfield site around the edge of the city or a greenfield site elsewhere in the country. So we've got most of the low-hanging fruit in the city has already been built on. There's some of those still coming forward, and that's great. But a lot of the sites that we have to deal with are complex. They can have contamination issues. They can have a lack of infrastructure. So there's big water or energy or transport infrastructure that needs to get delivered to support that development. And we have to remember as well, apartment development is costly to build. So I think there's been a range of different measures introduced over the last, say, 12 to 18 months that should start to turn the dial and should hopefully see that conversion rate from 50% increase further.
And should the council be building on more land?
Absolutely, 100%. As I said already.
Why aren't they?
Well, actually, we are. We're currently active on about 100 different sites across the city. And that will see delivery of about 12,000 homes over the next 7 years, of which a third will be built and people moving into that in the next 2 years.
But how much more do you think you should be doing?
So absolutely, we need to do more. It's taken us a while to ramp up. It takes about 5 to 7 years from when you think about a project to when people are moving in. So it's taken us a little while to ramp up. In 2025 and 2026, we're going to hit the housing targets we had been set a number of years ago. But we need to do more. So we have a pipeline beyond that of about 10,000. But what we're looking at now is we're looking at all of the land that the council owns. We're looking and seeing how much housing we can get into that. So that's a live piece of work. We're actively in the process of acquiring new land. And early in the new year, we're going to be going out for a call for landowner, private landowners to come to us who want to partner with us to deliver this type of social and affordable housing that we want to see built on their privately owned land.
And do you have the money and the resources and the personnel to be able to do all this?
Yeah, the challenges, as you say, they are land, they are money and they are people. On the land piece, I've talked about that. On the funding piece, the Department of Housing has about 7 billion housing, thereabouts, to spend on housing this year and next year. And that we'll have to see what that looks like when the detail of the housing plan comes out in the next month or so. But access to funding, that's set by DEEPER. In my view, we could always spend more money on housing, for sure, and that would be well-spent money. I think you've touched on another issue, though, around the people. There is a challenge with people, and not just on when we look at how we bring forward Dublin City Council housing, but also when we look at all of the housing that needs to be built across the city and the scale of ambitious infrastructure, the metro, the Lewis, the DART expansions, the water network upgrades, the electrical upgrades. The scale of investment that's planned for the city is a generational level of investment. And what we do need to do, though, is think carefully about how we get the right contractors and the right labour force in place to deliver that over the next 10, 15 years. So that is, it's a great challenge to have, but it's a big challenge that we need to get over.
The government has put the blame firmly at the council's door in relation to housing delivery. And in September, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said he was taken aback that a number of local authorities are refusing to rezone lands. And he singled out Dublin City Council for saying they don't need to rezone any more lands. So is this all down to local authorities, or is there a fight there between central government and local government in terms of delivery?
No, I don't think that's a right statement at all. I think the Minister for Housing has set us a housing target. Just Thursday gone, we clearly with our councillors had an incredibly positive meeting with our councillors where we demonstrated and our councillor fully agreed about how we would rise to meet the challenge that the Minister has set us. So we're absolutely on the same page as the Minister. That strategy is now agreed, that's in place. We will be delivering on what the Minister has asked us to do in terms of land zoning.
And when it came to public-private partnerships recently, though, he was the person who stopped a number of shovel-ready projects during the summer that could have gone to site because he was uncertain about the cost. So is there some conflict there?
Well, I think there's always a tension between speed of delivery, quantum of delivery and value for money and cost within that. So I think the Minister had to take a view on that one. The Minister has a finite budget. And has a finite budget to deliver as much social and affordable housing as we possibly can across this country. So we understand the costs in those instances possibly were on the high side, and we understand the Minister's decision about making sure that the value we get, we can push the money that we have as far as we possibly can. But what we are doing at the moment, whilst those three schemes in Dublin City, that's about 250 houses, they are delayed. We will have a plan in place and we'll hopefully be able to go out for those three schemes very shortly. But in the background, there's 2,300 homes that DCC had in that public-private partnership programme. And at the same time, we're working up a plan to bring those back out to the market, contractor market. They all have planning permission. So it's about getting those back out to the contractor market as soon as we possibly can. And we'd hope to be in a position to kind of launch that before the end of the year.
Councillors have also been complaining about the resources for the tenant in situ scheme, which helps local authorities buy homes that people are renting to help prevent homelessness, that the funding for that has dried up. Why has that happened?
There's two parts to tenants in situ. Tenants in situ has kind of become the shorthand for really what that is. But it allows us to do two or three things. One, to buy homes that people currently live in who are at risk of being evicted through a notice to quit. But it also allows us to buy vacant homes for larger families to exit them from homelessness. So we focus those two things. If we look at those two things, on the vacant homes is a really important one for us. So it's about getting families out of long-term homeless accommodation and into permanent, secure, safe homes for families with young kids. And that's really important for us. In 2024, we, between vacant homes and between tenant in situs, Dublin City bought about 344 homes across those two strands. In 2025, to date, we've bought 120. That was all of the money that we had available to buy. In the last couple of months, the Minister has told us two things. One, 20 million additional funding has been allocated to DCC to progress the purchase of vacant homes. And we're now actively doing that. The Minister has also told us that a minimum of 28.5 million For tenant in situ, we can now move ahead with new tenant in situ acquisitions for those for that. So that's there has been a significant increase in the amount of money available to DCC to progress vacant homes and tenant in situ.
And that's going to make a big difference.
That will make a huge difference, in particular for us, not just people who are at risk of being turfed out of their house, but also getting families out of long-term homelessness.
That was Mick Mulhern, Assistant Chief Executive for Housing at Dublin City Council. After the break, we'll hear from Paris on the theft of rare jewels from the Louvre.